Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Welcome back to the You Can Be Organized podcast. I'm your host, Erin, and today we're going to be looking at how to set up some morning routines, some of the elements that should be included to make a good morning routine. Why are routines important? Let's start with the basics as to why it's important to have a routine. Routines are important for several reasons and impact various aspects of our personal and professional lives. So here are some of the key reasons why routines are so essential. First one is that it is improved productivity and efficiency. So there's a structured time management component, whereas routines will help you manage your time more effectively by providing that structured schedule for tasks and activities. Eventually, you will know that it takes you half an hour to get ready in the morning. It takes you 10 minutes to make your breakfast. Eventually, you're going to be able to put a time onto those habits and routines and better set up your entire day based on those numbers. It also helps reduce your decision fatigue because you don't have to think about it. By following a routine, you can reduce the number of daily decisions you need to make and therefore conserving mental energy for more critical tasks. So when things are routine, you don't really have to think about it because it's just there. You do it automatically. You're doing it without having any hesitation. And because you don't have to think about it, you're not using up the mental energy that is normally required to get through a list of tasks. So it also helps enhance our focus. So routines will help you stay organized and focus and minimize distractions and help you complete tasks more efficiently. They are better for mental health and well-being. So they reduce our stress and anxiety. Consistent routines provide a sense of predictability and control, which can reduce stress and anxiety levels. They can improve our mental clarity, and by having regular routines, it can help clear your mind and it makes it easier to concentrate and think clearly. It's also supplying some security and stability by creating that sense of safety, which can be especially beneficial during times of uncertainty or change. There are physical health benefits. Regular sleep patterns and establishing consistent bedtimes and wake-up times, for example, can help regulate your circadian rhythm, leading to better sleep quality and overall health. It can help develop healthy habits. So routines encourage the development of healthy habits, such as regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and proper hygiene. Routines can encourage the development of healthy habits, such as regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and proper hydration. They can actually help contribute to preventative health care. By incorporating regular health checkups and self-care activities into your routine, it can help maintain and improve your physical health. There's the opportunity to improve your personal growth and development by having routines. You can have a skill development by having consistent practice and repetition going through routines, and that can help you develop new skills and improve existing ones. It can help you reach your goals. Routines allow you to set and work towards personal and professional goals systematically, making it easier to track progress and stay motivated. It also allows for a time of reflection, and this is including time for reflection, such as journaling or mindfulness in your routine, and it can promote self-awareness and personal growth. Routines can also help enhance your work-life balance. So, boundary setting. Routines help establish clear boundaries between work and personal life, and therefore will help prevent burnout and promote a healthy work-life balance. They also can help increase your quality time. Regular routines can ensure you allocate time for family and friends and leisure activities, fostering stronger relationships and overall satisfaction. consistency and reliability, dependability. Routines help you become more reliable and dependable, and others can predict your ability and availability to do things based on your consistent patterns. So they know that Saturday morning you are at the dance studio from 9 until 11, or you're at the hockey arena from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. They know not to bother you. They know not to call. They know not to expect you to be available, because you have that routine that is consistent, allows people to know when you're more likely to be available, and therefore you're more reliable for things that they may need. Adaptability and resilience. Routines can often serve as a coping mechanism during challenging times, providing a sense of normalcy and stability. And while they provide structure, they can also help you adapt to changes by incorporating new habits and adjustments gradually. They can also help you become more successful, whether it's academically or personally or professionally. In summary, routines are vital for maintaining order, promoting health and well-being, fostering personal growth, and achieving success in various aspects of life. They provide a framework that supports consistency, efficiency, and balance, and ultimately enhancing overall quality of life. Let's look at some of the routines in our life, and let's see how we can create a morning routine. Let's talk about what should be included in a morning routine. So to start off, a morning routine is a set of habits or activities that you perform every morning. Typically, it's after you wake up and before you start work or whatever your day's responsibilities and main tasks are. And the purpose of a morning routine is to establish a consistent start to the day, often aimed at improving productivity, mental well-being, and physical health. Let's break it down and look at some of the components and benefits they provide to a morning routine. So, waking up at a consistent time. Setting a regular wake-up time helps regulate your body's internal clock and can improve your sleep quality over time. So in terms of waking up at a consistent time, how can you do that? I have a handout in the show notes that has some tips on helping you wake up at a consistent time. Another component of your morning routine should be hydration. You've been asleep for, you know, the average person sleeps 6 to 8 hours a night, and your body has not had any new hydration at that point in time. And so therefore, upon waking up, you should have a nice fresh glass of water to help you rehydrate after sleeping. Personal hygiene is another great component of your morning routine, and that will include activities like brushing your teeth, showering, skincare, things that help you feel refreshed and ready for the day. Physical exercise. A lot of people incorporate some form of exercise, whether it's just getting up and stretching or doing a yoga pattern or a full-on workout in order to boost your energy levels and improve your physical health. Moving our body gets us going. It releases the right hormones and endorphins to help us get ready and feel ready to tackle our day. Eating a nutritious breakfast can provide the necessary fuel for your body and your brain to function optimally throughout the day. Spending a few minutes on mindfulness or meditation, deep breathing exercises or journaling, they can all help reduce stress, increase mental clarity. And part of the way that works is that it helps you get things out of your brain. So if you just sit there, there's a challenge you can do that. For 3 minutes, you just sit and write whatever comes to your mind, whether it's a to-do list or something about your dreams or your vision for the future, whatever it is, write it down. Spend 3 minutes and write as much as you can, or say you're going to write in your journal for 3 pages, whatever it is. Spend some time getting some of that stuff, we'll call it, out of your brain and onto paper, because that's going to free up mental space for later in the day when you require a higher level of concentration. Another part of a morning routine could be planning your day. So you could either do this in the morning or the night before, but review your schedule, set your goals for the day, prioritize your tasks. things that you need to write down in order to stay focused and organized for the day so that you're not letting anything slip through the cracks. Now, what are the benefits of a morning routine? Again, we're looking at increased productivity. So by having a structured start to the day, you can be more efficient, focused, and it leads to higher productivity. The benefits of a morning routine include increased productivity, improved mental health, enhanced physical health, better sleep, personal growth. And establishing a morning routine that suits your lifestyle and preferences can have a significant positive impact on your overall well-being and success. So let's look a little bit deeper even into what could be included and meant by these components of a morning routine. And don't forget, you can customize the routine to you. This is your morning routine. And so therefore, you are going to pick the components that work with you. If you are not a person that works out in the morning, you don't necessarily need to have a workout in your morning routine. If you prefer to plan your day at the end of the day, that's okay. Put it as a part of your evening routine or your end of the workday routine. That's 100% okay. You make this routine about you. So you can include or disinclude, I'm not sure if that's a word, any of these components in order to make the routine yours and work for you. So let's look at waking up at a consistent time. So that's going to help you regulate your sleep schedule, and you're going to aim to wake up at the same time every day, even on the weekends, to help regulate your body's internal clock. So again, there are some tips on a printable in the show notes that you can print out that will help you wake up at a more consistent time. When we're talking hydration, we already said, you know, you got to rehydrate your body when you wake up. Things that can be included in personal hygiene. Before we move on to hygiene, hydration, make sure it's a cup of water. Make sure it's a glass of water. Your morning coffee doesn't count. As most of us know, coffee will actually help you become more dehydrated. So always have a glass of water before you have that morning coffee. So maybe while you're waiting for the coffee to brew, chug a glass of water and you're good to go. Back to personal hygiene. Some of the items that can be included as under the personal hygiene component are things like brushing and flossing your teeth, washing your face, putting on moisturizer, having a quick shower if you want to shower in the morning. If you prefer to do it at night, make it a part of your evening routine. Things like putting on your makeup for those that wear makeup, brushing your hair, those things are part of personal hygiene. Healthy breakfast, you want it to have nutrient-rich foods. You want to avoid the sugary foods. So those of us that are in love with Fruit Loops, they are better as a snack later in the day rather than your main breakfast food. So you want to have nutrient-rich foods that are a good balance of protein, healthy fats, and carbs. So oatmeal and fruit, eggs with vegetables, or a smoothie. I think they get a lot of credit. And when you look into some of the recipes for smoothies, you will see the nutritional balance that they have and how they might be the easier solution if you're not a breakfast person. Physical activity, again, if you want to engage in physical activity in the morning to help get your systems going, this is when you would want to do it as a part of your morning routine. So it could be a jog, it could be yoga, stretching, or a full-on gym workout. It's going to help boost your metabolism and energy throughout the day. If you are pinched for time because you really aren't a morning person, just do a couple minutes of stretching, a couple minutes of marching on the spot or something is enough to get your juices going and get the metabolism going. Mindfulness and mental preparation, we can look at meditation, deep breathing, you know, gratitude or journaling. We've already kind of spent some time talking about journaling and what kind of things you could journal. there are so many things, apps and YouTube channels that will have meditations and such on it. And you can find, you know, a quick 2-minute meditation. You could do your own meditation just by sitting, taking a few deep breaths and visualizing how you want your day to turn out. So when you're creating routines, like we talked about with habits, you know, there are all sorts of apps. There's habit trackers, calendar apps, and such that can help you stay organized and motivated. And it's essential to consider certain features when you are looking at one of these aids to help you stay on track with your routines and habits. So if you want to look at the digital aspect, you want to make sure that it has a user-friendly interface, that it's going to work with whichever operating system you use, whether it's an iOS or Android or Windows or whatever. You want to make sure it's easy. You want to make sure you can customize it, because you want to make sure you can customize it to what you need, what your preferences are. You know, if you can change the themes and the colors and the writing so that it's more relatable for you, that makes it that much better. You want to make sure it has the habit and routine tracking features, whether it's a daily, weekly, or monthly tracking. You want it to be able to send you reminders, especially when you are starting a new routine or a new habit. Reminders are good to help you remember what comes next, or to remember, for example, if you have to take a medication at a particular time, having a reminder that says, hey, it's 4 p.m., it's time to take your medication, or it's 5 a.m. and you have to take your medication. Look for an app that has that kind of ability to notify you and remind you. And also make sure it's tracking your progress. That's something that will help keep you motivated, that it's itself celebrates your progress over time, such as streaks, such as completion rates, gives you a visual as to how far you've come. You want it to have a goal setting and planning section so that you can set out your specific goals, write out the checklist, write out your to-do list, and help you organize your routines so that you are ensured to get all the tasks. You're not missing any steps. You want it, maybe not necessary, but sometimes you want it to collect the data and analytics so that you can give yourself a report. You can say, hey, look at me, I've got, you know, an A+ this month on my habit performance. Or it could give you some trends to help you understand why you're not able to change your habits, or why you're not able to quit something, why you're not able to get something started and stay consistent. Having some of those insights and trends through the data and analytics could be helpful. Again, you want to look at the integration and compatibility. You want to make sure that it will go across all of your devices, so your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and that it's communicating to all your devices so that it's not just on your phone. If you are somewhere and you forgot your phone, but you have your computer, like you're at work and your phone isn't accessible, you want to be able to check your progress on multiple devices. If you need it to integrate with other apps, so for example, calendar apps, fitness trackers, productivity tools. I know that Apple has a health app on it, and you can track your steps, you can track your water intake and all those things on an app, and it will communicate that with your Apple Health. You want to make sure that privacy and security. You want to make sure that any apps that you might be using do have strong privacy policies, data security measures are in place, and your personal information is protected. Look at free versus paid features. Always start with the free version to see if you're going to use it, to make sure that it is going to work for your needs before you start the paid subscriptions. And subscription plans, make sure they're within your budget. And if it's a one-time purchase, is it a monthly thing? What kind of time frame do you need to provide in order to cancel? and read the customer's reports, read the reviews from people who have the app or who have tried it. Always read those reviews and comments, because they're going to tell you things you might not think of. They're going to tell you things that don't work the way you think it should. So in a couple of the popular habit tracking apps that are out there at the moment is Habitica. I think I'm saying that right. And it uses gamification to make habit tracking fun. So if you're a gamer, this could be a good one for you. Another one is Streaks, and that focuses on maintaining streaks of completed habits. So it's going to encourage you when you get on a streak and have you on a roll. Habit Bull offers detailed tracking and analytics if you're more of a numbers person. Loop Habit Tracker is a free one and open source, so I haven't looked at it yet, but apparently it's got quite the robust list of features. And another one we have written on our list here is Done, and it allows you to track your progress and set your goals easily. So by considering these factors, choose an app that best fits your needs and helps you effectively track and manage your habits and routines. Keeping track of your routines is going to help you stay consistent and make necessary adjustments to improve your overall well-being. Here's a couple other effective methods to track your routine. And again, like we've just talked about, there's the digital apps and tools. You can use a journal or a planner, use checklists, daily entries. You can use calendar apps or note-taking apps to just record your stuff. A customized bullet journal perhaps could work. Making your own spreadsheet using Excel or Google Sheets. A whiteboard or a wall chart that you leave on the fridge or next to your desk or somewhere that you are going to see and be able to check off things and use it as a visual reminder. An accountability partner. So having an accountability partner and sharing your goals with them, you're going to help support each other by encouraging and reminding each other to stick to your routines. You're going to share tips and feedback and just cheer each other on. And finally, that reflection and adjustment. So maybe your journal time in the morning is to review your routine. Sit down and think about, is this working? What can I change? Reflect on what is needed and adjust as you go. And as always, celebrate your successes. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small, because that is going to help you stay motivated. By using these methods, you can effectively track your morning routine, stay consistent, and make adjustments to enhance your productivity and well-being. So that's it for today. That's a bit about morning routines. You can apply all of this into evening routines, and we will look at evening routines a little bit next week while we touch also on creating some of those routines around the house to help you maintain an organized and functional space. So that is all I have for today. Thank you again for listening. I am very grateful you are here with me on this organizing journey. And until next week, remember, you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.